Welcome back to the Struggle Studios podcast, where we discuss hip-hop and gaming, TV and entertainment. Please follow us on our social media. We're on Twitter at Studio Struggle and Instagram at Struggle Studios _. Also, share our podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, and especially on iTunes. 5-star rating. Something new is going on. Please. Episode 45.
Yes, sir.
We're bringing in the first video podcast.
Now we're going 3D.
We're
going
3D.
This one will be posted on YouTube. So we'll send out the links. I don't think it's going to go live at the same time that this podcast goes live. But later on that day, you should be able to see. You should be able to see it by probably like, I'm going to have it done, probably edited by like 3 p.m. Eastern time. So, first video podcast. Our in real life topics. I got kind of stumbled there. Hey, I went to look at the topics.
Oh shit!
I went to look at the topics. We can look at myself. So I think this is one of y'all topics. So how about y'all lead the way on this?
Hold up! Dang, I want to host Grant.
Oh,
dang. Cash is one of the host Cash.
And Double Steve.
Steve, right to Rory and Marla.
Dang, my bad. I didn't even introduce my own self, so don't get mad at me. So, yeah, Grant got sporting the new mic, so now you can hear him loud and clear, you know. Episode 45. We're making changes. We're moving on up. Y'all don't know. Okay. So, first topic is mumble rap dead? Is it? No. I say it's alive and well. I say it's alive and well.
Really? Steve, who do you consider that mumble rap?
Pretty much everybody, man. A lot of them, Migos and a bunch of them.
No.
Who do y'all consider mumble rap? Dang. We're already encountering them technical.
His internet said hello.
Bro, you just turned on your PlayStation, didn't you? All right, and we back. Technical difficulties. First video, long distance, remote pod. So there may be a little bit of lag in this one. We're going to try to resolve that in coming episodes. But anyways, back to the topic. Is mumble rap dead? I don't think mumble rap is dead. You know, a lot of, especially like the new up and coming, like freaking, you know, they want to like talk so fast and stuff like that. It almost be like they mumbling, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you earlier mentioned some names. I know you mentioned Migos. I definitely don't think Migos have ever been mumble rap.
Especially like, well, more specifically, like people who hang out with like, Lil Baby, like the people who under him, like not him, not Lil Baby. I don't think he's mumble rap, but the people that be under him, like I've heard, I forget his name, but he signed somebody, something like Vegas, something. I don't know, but with somebody.
Stunner for Vegas?
Huh? You talking about DaBaby or Lil Baby, Steve?
I'm talking about Lil Baby, freaking bigger picture. Like, the people who be like, he be signing, like, some of them be like, mumble rap, man. I don't know what to say. Y'all think mumble rap dead?
Working. I think mumble rap is, what do you, I mean, like, I never really agree with the term mumble rap in the first place.
Well, expand on that.
Like, I think there's lyricists, and then there's, like, it's, like, party music, okay? And then there's, like, non-lyricists, like more, like, production-wise. Like, I also, like, I play with Cardi more, like, a production-wise, you know? Or, like, party, like, because his lyrics really don't matter. It's more like the production of it, like the beat behind it, okay. His vocals, you know. So, but it's not what he's saying, you know.
What would you categorize a rapper like Lil Pump as?
Lil Pump, you can categorize him as a rapper.
Okay. What about what about like Lil Yachty? Would you consider that mumble rap?
No.
Some people, I don't know why, some people consider like Triple Red mumble rap.
No. Triple Red definitely talking about shit in his music.
Yeah. Well, is it the content that makes it mumble rap, or is it how they sound?
I think it's both. I think it's the content and how they sound.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think they try to like speak so fast that they like that it just sound like they mumbling. Like,
nah, I don't think it's speed. Like, I think it's more like running out of ideas.
Yeah.
Well, they like try to like speak so fast and like, you know, make it sound cool, I guess, that they like. It sounds like they're just mumbling, you know.
Maybe, but that might be your old ears, Steve. I ain't lying. Because a lot of times, like, when I hear a song, like, I know what they're saying, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know all the lyrics, but, like, it doesn't sound like gibberish to me. And a lot of people, especially like the older people, would say, like, they don't understand what they're saying at all. And I never got that from them.
Bro, I used to listen to, like, Twister and stuff, and I could understand what he was saying as fast as he used to rap, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
I think they sound like almost like slurry, or like they sound like they whispering, like can't really hear what they're saying. I don't think that's, at least I haven't heard that before.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of mumble rappers in general. Mm-hmm. There never was. I think there's like, I think old heads just like got this, like, I think the word is bad. Mumble rap is a bad word to mm-hmm. use to shop at the new generation of rappers. Mm-hmm. I just think it's more melodic. You know,
I agree.
Like, I feel like new generation rappers are more towards like the melody side than like lyrical. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, instead of calling it melodic rap, they just call it mumble rap. Because yeah. Like when you think about it, like who's really a mumble rapper? Like, I mean, I can't think of any, and I listen to like everybody.
Yeah, I think when everybody started calling themselves Lil This, Lil That, like it made it easier to try to group them all into like one.
Yeah,
kind of.
Like I said, SoundCloud rap, SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah.
Like when they had like shitty mics and bad mixing. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different story. But I don't think mumble rap was ever alive in the first place.
Okay. So speaking of mumble rap, we have a little bit of a disrespect in the hip hop universe, you know. Who is the better lyricist? Drake versus Lil Baby.
Oh shit! It's like Captain America versus Iron Man.
Nah. What?
Nah.
That's like freaking Iron Man versus like whoever one of the small time freaking, you know, Ant Man. Nah, like
this is Thanos versus Hulk.
Yeah, I agree. So let's start off. Whose side we on? You already know.
I'm going to drink. Yeah,
some people arguing. they let that one time Lil Baby watched Drake on what's the name of the song? The Little Sins. I guess
What's
and Needs. And they let it get to their head.
Wants and Needs, yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say that Lil Baby is a bad rapper, because he definitely asked for the song. Like,
he's not.
And I'm not going to say he's not a mumble rapper either to me.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's that.
Go ahead.
I didn't say he was. I was saying like the people like he signed, like some of the people he signed earlier. Mm-hmm. I wasn't saying Lil Baby was a mumble rapper.
Yeah, I think he would be like talking.
But, man, I feel like I can definitely understand everything Lil Baby's saying. But going back to the lyricist, we already know Drake got this. I feel like they really want to, the fanboys really bad. It must be some people who sad that they haven't got Loverboy yet, you know. It's the people who, like, I feel like it's that song, that little hook that everybody be singing, that if you, your boy still be alive, if you let your boys gas you up, you know. I feel like this was what's going on. I feel like the let your boys gas. I don't think they have no animosity or nothing. I think this is more of like the people in the community, you know. But don't get it twisted, you know. Drizzy Drake definitely got this in the bag, you know.
I agree.
So,
yeah. Personally,
I don't even see why it's a topic.
Yeah, personally, I think this is obviously a landslide. Bro, Lil Baby was spitting, but has he ever said anything close to her white fans said these niggas crazy? I hope no one heard that. I hope no one heard that. Come on now. Lil Baby ain't saying it like that. But like, just like in a nutshell.
Yeah, or when he was dating was it Meek Mills and the back to back freaking
I just think, like, you put, like, they catalog together, like, against each other. It's like, I don't get why this is even a debate. The only reason this is, like, even, like, a topic is because Lil Baby having his, like, his run right now. And people want to see you make it a top just to throw you off of it. So that's where Drake at right now. I feel like Drake...
Is Drake still the top?
Of course he is. He just need to... I think he is, but, you know. I mean, he just, like, he just gave y'all some lemon pepper wings the other day, so. I think he's still at the top.
I mean, I don't mean in a bad way. Do you think he, like, has transcended that? Like, how Jay-Z kind of transcended, like, you don't say, like, Jay-Z's, like, at the top of the charts, but he's transcended, probably still is top of the charts, but, like, he's transcended, like, freaking, like, best rapper alive right now. Like, actually, no, he hasn't. I'm trying to word it correctly.
Drake can still get out off, yes.
Yeah, like, you think he's still get out off?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think he transcended that. I don't think he can get, like, knocked off.
I think he transcended it, too.
I think he can get knocked off.
I think he up there with, like, in any community, like, you stay around too long, you can get chopped, you know, like we seen with Eminem, freaking, he was
like, I'm
the bomb, like, back in the early 2000s, but, like, bro, like, he stuck around too long, you know, he's still in, and I think, I think Drake has mostly, like, transcended it, but, like, I think, yeah, if you stay around too long, then, yeah, somebody gonna knock you out, but I don't think that's happened yet.
Yeah, neither have I. I think his music is timeless. Yeah, but like when it comes to being number one forever, I don't think he can do that. No.
Yeah, like, I was just listening to one of his old songs, "Fake Love," freaking just the other day. So
yeah, so like when it comes to like artists like who like cemented in the game, he's definitely like in there.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to being the number one, I think he can get knocked out. Look what he did to Nicki, you know, to who are you talking about?
Well, she never transcended the mountain though. I feel like
Nicki was a female Drake. Like, Nicki was female Drake. Nicki was a top of the game, top of the
female. I don't think she.
And the there's only
very
got,
few who've like went up the. I feel like the only one, there's only a few people who've like truly like transcended the mountain of like I feel like, of course, there's Drake, there's Lil Wayne, there's Jay-Z, there ain't many who've you know, it seemed like everything be like hitting.
So, bro, Nikki's not on the mountain.
Yeah, Nikki is up there, Steve.
Nikki's on the mountain.
She like, on the she was she ready mountain. To like go up. I felt like it's Everest, like how there's like four different camps to get up there. Like, I feel like she probably made it to like the third camp, like the one before you summit, but she couldn't get her oxygen right. She had to come back.
Every female rap game that is popping right now is Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Somebody even argue freaking Lil Nas X is
Nicki's
child.
I'm saying from Doja Cat to freaking Megan Thee Stallion, like everybody, like there'd be none of those if it wasn't for Nicki.
Yeah, she could. In my opinion, she could like never make a song again. You never forget. She never again being forgotten. You know.
So are you saying? So are you saying rap beef controversy? Are you saying that Cardi B is Nicki Minaj's child?
100%. I'm sure Cardi would say that.
Yeah, I'm sure she would too if they weren't beefing.
No, she. You'd never see that come out of her lips.
Nicki said in the same song with Cardi, okay? Cardi and Nicki in the same song, it said, bitch, my son, go sit in the party. Bitch, my son, go sit in the party. Stop.
Yeah. She said every song, she said every word but Cardi.
Stop. You see these stats? You know what I'm about?
Yeah, because I've been listening to like Don't Judge Me, some like old like Nicki Minaj songs, and like the bar she be having sometimes, bro. Like they went over my head as I was younger, but like she has some bars, bro.
Okay, you went back at a starship against this?
I don't like that Nicki Minaj. I like rapping Nicki Minaj. I don't like the freaking pop star Nicki Minaj, but once you get to a certain height, it's like you kind of have to do it. You know, not have to, but like you venture out into like the different like realms.
Yeah.
But going back like on the Drake topic, I just feel like Drake, he's not. I don't know if y'all knows by now, but like the rap community love to hate on Drake. Mm-hmm. Like they love to see him losing.
Yeah.
Like whether it's like the Push T beef. Or there's like first week sales or anything, they like praying on his downfall, which is not like how they treat a lot of like mainstream artists. Like you don't see them like hating on Kendrick or J. Cole or Travis, you know, to the same level you see Drake get hate. You know, it's almost like they make it so corny. They make it corny if you like Drake, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you from Drake? But I don't see anything about it happening to anybody else. So I can kind of say that narrative already kind of like.
Well, that's what happens when you. That's what happens when you on that mountain. Like, people want to pull you off of it. So, you know.
Yeah, he said in one of his songs, like, "You're not gonna appreciate me until I'm gone." Pretty much. So, like, when Drake stopped dropping music, then you're gonna feel it. Then you're gonna be like, "Dang, I miss freaking, you know, Drake hopping everybody."
Can we get a Loverboy Part 2?
Yeah, it never happened. Hey, wait, Jay-Z got that 4 for 4. Drake was at 6 and 6. Hold on.
Oh, okay, four of them. Four of them, not three.
Jeez. All right, so is this an album y'all wanted to talk about?
Sign Language 2?
Steve's old, bro.
Yeah, Steve is old head. Because so, how you feel about Yonthe's album? Yonthe's little group album?
I'm rather giving it a listen because the first listen, I didn't even like it like
who that. Album?
It was Young Thug's album. Young Thug and his crew, pretty much. I wasn't that impressed with it. I wasn't even that impressed with the Drake feature. Like, it wasn't a bad album. Like, I think I like two or three songs off of there, but like, I think I have to sit with it again because like I got. I'm getting to a point where I don't like songs that keep repeating the same. Like, instead of having a hook, they just keep saying the same word over and over again.
I think you just first song guesses.
Huh?
I think you just...
No!
Slatty, slat, 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 slatty, slat, slat, slat.
No, I skipped it, and then I heard freaking Future sound like Barney.
Nigga, that's you put it on shuffle?
No, I'm just saying I was like, listening to it on the way to work, and, like, there was someone like, Big Sean on there where, like, the chorus was just Warrior.
That's fire. Lil Keed and Big Sean.
And Roddy Rich, not Roddy Rich, what's his name? Roddy Rebel?
That was a good Behind song.
He sounded like A$AP Ferg. I didn't appreciate it, you know? But maybe I have to listen to it again. Because I was like on the way to work and I might have just been like, didn't want to work in a bad mood. Because some things, like, you have to be in a certain setting to listen to some music. And maybe that wasn't the right setting to listen to it in.
Nah, I think it was definitely, I don't know if it, when I said delivered, I think it delivered, you know, like, I'm not that huge, just like Young Thug or like Slime Language fan, because I don't remember Slime Language 1 that much, because Young Thug dropped a lot, he's dropped a lot of albums, and like, he kind of slowing down now, since he kind of popped off, but yeah, like, I think it was good, like, he really brought the whole Avengers of the rap to his album. He had Drake, Lil Baby, Gunna, Lil Key, Big Sean, Kid Cudi, I think Meek's on there, DaBaby, on the Deluxe, Future. Yeah, Future, like you name it, they pop in, and Travis Scott, they's all on there. So the production was amazing to me, like the beat selection. Mm-hmm.
He's always good about beat selection.
Yeah, beat selection real good. Yeah, I mean, some songs weren't like, I think there's like maybe four bad songs I didn't like. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think the whole thing is hard. Like, I mean, what's it called? Slatty Slap. What that song was? I mean, like, I didn't take it too serious, because I don't think taking it too serious. Because, mm-hmm. like, you can tell the way they're rapping on it.
I think Young Thug, at least for me, he's one of those, like, sneaky artists. Like, you don't know you like Young Thug's music until, like, one day you, like, skim through the songs. You notice he got a lot of Young Thug in there. Like, that's how I felt. Like, I'm not a big fan of Young Thug. And then I was like, listen to my music one day. I skimmed through. I had a bunch of Young Thug songs in there. I was like, oh, wait, I guess I am kind of a fan of Young Thug, you know?
Yeah. I mean, definitely one of the pioneers of the new generation.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, Solid, I love that song. Even though it felt like it's a Drake song, featuring Young Thug, you know?
No, the freaking transition between, like, Drake and all of them, I didn't know, for a second, I didn't know who was Gunna, who's Young Thug. So.
Oh, no, at first, I didn't know who was Gunna and who was Drake. Cause like when
that's what I meant. It like when they transitioned from like the end of Drake's chorus to
the hook, yeah,
yeah,
and then back to Drake. Cause like Gunna sound like Drake. I'm like, what the heck? Okay, Gunna. But yeah, I like the song. Thug didn't do that good in the song to me. I kind of skipped the Thug come on. I think it's supposed to be in everything.
I think so too.
But like the song was still good, you know, by itself. Cause it was originally supposed to be on Certified Lover Boy. Mm-hmm. For those who didn't know. But then Gunna was like, can we please put it on Slime Language? And Drake's like, of course. But then, what else? That Lil Baby song, that was fire. The song with him and Roddy Rebel, or Roddy Rebel?
A$AP Ferg.
Bro, stop. A$AP Ferg is dookie, bro. I haven't listened to any of Roddy's music since he got out. Mm-hmm. But I like, dang, bro, that was good. Like they were toe-to-toe damn near. But, you know, Thug still watched him in the end.
Yeah.
What else on? They had the contestant of the best female rapper, Coi Leray, and Coi Leray and who? I think Young Thug's girlfriend, like Carly, I think her name is.
I think I hard skipped that one. I think I
hate that song. That sounds good.
I skipped the hell out of that song.
That sounds good. Then, bro, I guess he even had a song with his daughter. I guess this.
Did he?
Yes, sir. Young Thug daughter just singing the hook and stuff. I'm like, bro, you just can't not be happy to listen to it, you know? I just feel like it was a good feeling, you know, of an album. Like, even if it wasn't like the best lyricism or whatever, I just feel like it was like overall, like,
I'm gonna give it a chance.
And I got a salute to Young Thug. Young Thug always put me on artists. Like listening to this album, I think I found like two new artists,
yeah,
which is like crazy, you know, because I listen to everything really.
So. Isn't like if he didn't directly like put them on, but isn't like Gunna and like Baby look like Lil Baby kind of like
he definitely helped put them on. Put them on. Like he definitely gave him some collabs that fucking elevated him to the next level. Mm-hmm. And he literally paid Lil Baby to stop like getting in the streets. Like he said, how much you make in the streets a day? And Lil Baby told him, and Young Thug paid him that much to go in the studio. Right. So without like Young Thug, there wouldn't be no Lil Babies, no Gunnas, mm-hmm. like. No Uzis. Who's that album too? Yeah. No Uzis. You can't do nothing but salute Young Thug. I can't hate him that.
Yeah, that's true.
And we know
OS statements. This is definitely gonna be a That's definitely going to be a clip on his own. I'll try to, like, cut it and, like, make it a video on his own. Hopefully I'll be able to remove my camera because y'all the ones who was just talking the whole time.
So you see all our land.
Yeah, I like, I don't know, I don't listen to a whole bunch of, like, the new stuff, like, only certain stuff.
Yeah, but Young Thug is a rapper.
These topics is y'all.
Young Thug is a rapper. You could have considered a mumble rapper. Yeah, at the very beginning.
He mumble even now, like, every now and then. Yeah, his mumble is nice. I like Young Thug's mumbles.
Yeah. All right, so these next couple topics is y'all, so y'all take the lead.
All right, I got this one right here. You know, I don't know if y'all seen the local the news, aka Academics, IG, the man himself, Blueface baby. Yeah, right. I think he's like starting like a little TV show. He's been teasing it for like a good like couple months. Yeah, but he's like. Basically, if y'all haven't heard of it, like, it's like a TV show called like Bad Girl Club, Girls Club.
Yeah,
he basically doing Blueface's house. Okay, he invited like 30 women, all his girlfriend, to live in the house with him, and they living in bunk bags. And like, I think tomorrow, he's on Instagram, like, he's on Instagram live or something like that. And he's like recording a video. He's like, okay, we can get a tattoo at, and I was like, what tattoo? He like a tattoo of me, so all of them getting tattooed of like his face or whatever on their body, and everybody's like, "What is this cool shit?"
Huh?
That's what everybody's saying, bro. It's like, is this to me the next R. Kelly?
Yeah, I saw that narrative going around too. From what I've seen though, they didn't seem like they're doing anything they didn't want to do.
Yeah, I don't think it's no cult shit. Yeah. I think it's just like the social media like gassing it up.
Yeah.
Looking for something to cancel. But it is, I mean, it is a little weird. Like, just like, bruh, think about your daughter saying, Dad, I'm going to LA. Oh, really? What you doing? I'm going to live in Blueface's house with 40 other women. Why? I'll be his girlfriend number 32. hey man.
That ain't gonna go over so well.
Yeah,
I mean, apparently it do because he got 40 of them.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like,
hey man,
I don't think it's some kind of negative thing. At least I hope I'm right. I think it's more like a one of those like clout things. Like you said, it's probably like for a TV show. So of course they're gonna freaking make it look real, make it look like, you know, like it's something. It gotta catch the eye. So saying that you can get everybody freaking tattoos and everything like, for 40 women. That's a good way if we can get clicks and get people to watch your stuff. So,
because
ain't nobody checking the album out no more.
So. Yeah, I've been saying nobody checking the Blueface album no more or his singles. But
it is some good clickbait. So,
yeah. On this next,
all right, next topic.
This is the last little. No, it's not. Whew, the streets been bubbling, man. Streets been popping, busting. Pause. Okay. y'all might have heard of the Chirac demons, but y'all ain't never heard of them Jacksonville County, the Jacksonville City, heathens, monsters, tearing the streets up right now, track after track, distance after distance, packs on packs. I ain't gonna get too much in it because you know I ain't trying to evolve myself. You know I'm trying to be the walking target. I'm trying to have that Grant pack on the song. Who was my Grant pack? I ain't trying to hear that, man. But like, yeah, it's been going crazy in Jacksonville. Like for everybody who don't remember those Chicago days when Chief Keef and like Lil Reese and Dirk and freaking Rondo and all that stuff was going on, and Academics was reporting that the Warren Chirac. Now it's freaking the Warren Jacksonville. Cause like people are like rappers and everybody getting the beef, like dropping diss songs. It's not like, you know, it's like yeah, we got more money than y'all. It's dissing the dead, like going to funerals, freaking pouring out a bottle of Barefoot on the casket 6 feet under. You know, like, it's just disrespectful. The disrespect. Mm-hmm. We got them using it, and they had the audacity. Both of them, both sides had the audacity to use classic tracks, classic samples from like what was the song called?
Fantasia, When I See You.
Yeah, from When I See You to the freaking
Song from White Chicks.
That's all I remember it for.
A thousand miles.
Yeah. From using both of those songs to disrespect the dead. This is crazy to me. And bro, you got people who not even in our life getting involved. Like it's a Twitch streamer right now who blowing up. His name is Aiden. I don't know if you heard of him.
Mm-hmm. He Fortnite, don't he? Fortnite or is it Warzone?
Nah, he didn't either of those.
I'm thinking of Aiden.
Bro, he's like Aiden. I look even fuck with his new wave, because like he literally doing YouTube pranks basically, or YouTube videos on Twitch. It was just crazy, like, to me. Like he'll like have someone like Polo G. He had Polo G a couple days ago. He's like, he did like a gay prank and he acting like super gay on a freestyle. And Polo G didn't like that. But yeah, Aiden was had some fake friends, and he's like, hey, listen to When I See You, and repeat these lines. And so Aiden, you know, being the dumb person he is, you know, out of loop, Caucasian, he freaking singing them a song word for word, who I smoke, freaking singing people dead names, you know. He get a little look at his phone. The person who beefing with him, Julio, has added you on Instagram. He said, huh? Like 2 days later, your Instagram live.
Posted a picture of his house.
two days later, bro, he on live with the rapper whose friends got this. He's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't know those were real people when I said the. He's like, it's all right. I really could have done your ass. he said, your family would send me your address and all that. Cause I was like, bro, come on now. This is crazy. But that's what it is right now. I don't see it down on anytime soon.
Yeah, because when clout getting a freaking mix.
And I ain't gonna lie, academics edged it on. Mm. Can't lie. And you know, academics my man's. Mm-hmm. But he definitely giving a spotlight that does not need. Mm-hmm. But hey, I mean, like the whole world is at the same time, so I can't really just blame
him. Yeah, I heard it on the Joe Budden podcast.
So. Yeah, so I can't just blame academics, but shit. But you fucking being like, ooh, damn, they just said this. Ooh, damn, they just said that. It's gonna keep topping up for like who can kill four niggas, who can kill five niggas, who can get six niggas.
And you know cop watching, cops like, who
smoke? Who's smoking on? How we got that? Hell, okay. Where's all that?
Who pack is it?
I ain't know what that pack.
Oh shit. But yeah, that's all I say on that.
Yeah. Next topic.
Right.
Nostrils.
Y'all seen the Rolling Loud list, like who all the artists coming up?
Was it a real list, man?
Huh?
Was it a real list?
Yeah, it's a real list, bro. It was crazy. Like I can't think of one person who wasn't there, but it had Travis Scott, Meg, DaBaby, Trippie Redd, I'm pretty sure Uzi and Cardi. I really can't think of nobody who wasn't on that list. Like this was like really irrelevant. And I'm like, dang, bro, it's not like we open it back up. And I heard Florida is freaking like, fuck it, bro. Just
is it hosting in Florida?
I'm pretty sure it's in Miami, yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah,
we just had the UFC here.
Oh my God, that was here? I seen that, I was like, dang, man, that looked awful.
It was like 16,000 people.
That's crazy. Yep. So like Florida's like fuck it, but I seen who was it Machine Gun Kelly, all people pulling out mass stages, mass arenas, full to the brim. I like, bro, this is crazy. Like
niggas locked in the house, they want to freaking go back out.
Yeah, I guess, but yeah, like,
and they going, and your favorite rapper's going broke. So you know,
that's true. I mean, I'm fine with them coming back. Mm-hmm. I just want to have them come back to like full extent. You know, like, like off back, off rim, you know? Mm-hmm. But hey, shit, I'm guessing they know something we don't.
Would you ever go to like a Rolling Loud type
thing? Yes, especially this year. Like, I would love to go to that if it wasn't Corona shit. Yeah. It looks so fun. Or sounds so fun. I would love to go to there.
No. Yeah, especially if you can get into like the first show or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Person, you know. Yeah. It can be like a double blade, freaking, it'll cut you two ways. Like, it can be good, but then people can be wilding at the same time.
Oh, yeah, like fucking monsters.
Fine.
Have you ever been to a concert, Steve?
Nope, I always skipped them.
I went to one concert in an accident. I was at Grad Bash, and my school took you to Universe Studios.
Oh, yeah. I was there, too. Like, I went to that, too.
Yeah.
And there was somebody there, but I didn't get that close. I forget who was there, though.
Who got? Just Disney Willow?
Yeah.
Trey Songz.
It was somebody popular, but I forget who it was, to be honest.
I did go to one concert, bro. I did one concert.
Nah.
The one and only Salento went to my school. It was cool at the time, and even though he had one song, he started playing like eight songs that no one knew. They were like, "Bro, just shut up, do Nene." But it was fun.
Nigga and Joe.
Yeah, Nigga and Joe.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Speaking of jail, on our next topic.
Oh, shit, coming in like that.
According to I think his name on YouTube is Daquan Wiltshire, something like that. Daquan Wiltshire. Freaking, he said it's time to roll up that EDP 445 pack. Try to put him up in the air. Man, no, I hear this like the first time.
Of course.
Yeah, go ahead and pass that over. Pass that over. Yeah, I hear you know, this ain't even. I hear this ain't the first time he don't got caught on some pedophile stuff.
See,
he acting like it ain't even that big of a deal. He acting like everybody think this way. He like, you know what time it is. You know, bored at home. You know. He's like, oh yeah. And then he's like, I ain't no pedophile though. And he like does like one of those like.
He said, he's like, bird watching? Not a pedophile. Nigga, they're lying. I came to get some cupcakes.
Bro.
Pinocchio. You know,
I don't know how true it is, bro, but I heard a guy who exposed him was
catching
his own, like he freaking
4K against his 4K on live, his own live. Because, you know, the guy talking about Aiden? Aiden was going to interview him on Twitch. Mm-hmm. And Aiden real popping. So he got like the first scoop on the little, on the exposure video for EDP.
Yeah.
So Aiden's in Discord, okay? And everyone's like, Aiden, mute your mic, and look at Discord. Aiden mutes the mic, goes to Discord, because the video is the freaking the exposer. He's like, oh, I can't stand these N-words and all these N-words this and N-word that. Oh my gosh, you stupid N-word. He gets off mute. He says, bro, is this you I'm looking at right now? He said, yeah, man, that's me, bro. But it's just joke. It's just rings. So that nigga ended up canceling himself in 4K, bro. In 4K, canceled himself instantly. But I ain't never seen a speedrunner of a cancel, bro. I've never seen it before. Never seen it.
Your first card.
That's spirit when I canceled. Like, oh my gosh. Cut him instantly. No career. Career just started.
Somebody said he caught his own, like Blake.
Yeah, I seen that. That nigga Blake kissed his own kind. But yeah, the whole EDP shit was crazy, bro. I mean, I never.
Yeah, he got exposed for. Like, how you gonna go meet 13-year-old act like that's
Steve, he's going cool, to get cupcake, like, bro.
Steve, you know what 4-4-5 equal? You know what equals? Do math.
4-4-5. Break it down, guys.
4-4-5. What?
4 + 4.
What?
Equals 8. Okay. Plus 5. What number that is?
8 + 5.
What's 8 + 5, y'all?
Jeez, 13?
10. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You that pussy 13, you know? She's 13. What did I say?
Yo.
Bro, I seen
confident. Jeez. I didn't even think about it.
Bro, he said, if you're not, I'm going to climb in your window. Nigga. Keep it in the middle of the night saying EDP climbing your window, bro. Keep it to that.
Oh my god,
man! I
told you, man. And then somebody else like wind up hitting them and was like, "They searched his videos. R. Kelly is innocent."
Huh?
He made a video talking about R. Kelly is innocent. Yo, jeez.
Nigga stupid.
Yo.
Hey,
that's disgusting.
Let me hear you guys. Is my life over?
please.
Don't call them, please. Bruh. Mm. That nigga need to be underneath the jail.
Yeah.
Underneath the prison.
Jeez. Yeah. That's I don't know if he done anything, but he definitely need to go get some help before he really crossed that line, you know.
Yeah.
Cause people in prison, I hear they don't get a good rep, you know, ain't a fun time, you know.
Yeah, eat that pussy.
Especially people who mess with kids. Yep. So I guess we can move to our gaming and TV and movies. Dang, that's an old topic. Well, let's cross this.
Good relevant ones. Good relevant ones.
You sure? Yeah. All right, I guess we'll like give our like what few minutes we got left. Non-spoiler. We're gonna do like a non-spoiler review of Mortal Kombat because Grant didn't go see it.
Nah, don't put it on me. It's on both of y'all, bro. We had plans to watch Mortal Kombat because someone didn't watch Godzilla with us. So, you know, I thought I'd stay true to the game, you know. Hold out.
Well, game.
I asked Steve. Hey, Steve, are you going to go see Mortal Kombat? And it's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. So I just watched it on HBO Max because we're all going. It's free. I watched it on HBO Max.
Yeah. Okay. My initial review, thoughts, I guess to say, the movie was all right. I'd probably give it like a 6 or 7 out of 10. It didn't have a good story. Mm-hmm. The fights weren't crazy good either. Like the only memorable one was like the beginning one. Even the one at the end, like something happens and I'm like, bro, why are you here? they did some characters dirty. But then that's also like part of it was like fun, you know. Kano was freaking probably like the best part of the movie, which is sad, you know. Being who all the other people who was in there, but Kano, he was definitely the standout. Mm-hmm. He was real, real good. I freaking hated the main character, and then man, I would have spoiled it so bad. Like, you know, everybody getting powers and stuff, and his power.
Bro.
It's sad. I would have said... It's embarrassing, man. It's embarrassing. But, I guess that's about all. That's all. What else can I say? Yeah, I know they plan on doing some more. Bro, I will say who else was probably the best. Freaking Sub-Zero was choosing violence every single time.
I think I'm right.
And I like that he had... I love that he was kind of like a horror-like villain almost. Like, bro, like, every time, like, if you look around the environment, like, stuff start freezing. They don't draw, like, attention to it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it ain't, like, something that stick out to.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to be paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't like they're going to start breathing, like, cold or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess that's my initial thoughts, Cassius. I guess you can throw yours in there. We might, I might clip this part, too. And
okay. I guess my non-spoiler review of Mortal Kombat would be, like, I didn't exactly enjoy the writing aspect. Like, the writing wasn't that good to me, I ain't gonna lie. Like, when they talked, it kind of, like, it just kind of took away from the movie. Like, the writing could have been a lot better. What I did like, I liked the characters they fit in there. I liked the lore. They put a lot of lore in there, like a lot of like names and pictures and stuff like that. Even though they weren't like directly in the movie, they put a lot of the lore in there. So like, I don't know, they mentioned a couple people who like you didn't see them fight. And, like,
It seemed like they couldn't decide whether they wanted it to be like did they want to do it like okay for the general, or did they want to do it for like the hardcore people who know the lore? Like, they didn't decide. Like, sometimes they explained stuff, sometimes they didn't. Like,
I like Kong Lao's character. Like, we'll talk about it.
Yo, got the rawest scene. Grant, I can't believe.
I like that they took, like, even, like, some of the combos from the games. They, like, choreographed them into the movie. Like, you remember...
Even the, like, spam thing. Like, when people spam a move.
Or, like, you remember I think it was Mortal Kombat 10, whatever it was. No, it was the Mortal Kombat X, right? You remember Kung Lao's grab, where he was grabbing you like... They brought that in. That shit was fire. You know, you got to see Liu Kang's bicep and everything. It was just a cool...
Liu Kang... I wasn't happy with how they did Liu Kang either.
Me either.
So y'all think it was true to the game? Or no?
True to the game?
Some ways, like they did, like, they did the, you saw the Kano wins. Was like a scene where it was like test your might, you know.
Yeah. And like sometimes when they're fighting, it would do like little 2D like angle sometimes. Like, I know when Jax and
Like, it looked like it's like lining up a video game. Like,
It was a fun movie. Know,
the only thing that's missing was health bar.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun movie.
Would y'all rewatch it?
Yeah, it was fun. I'll rewatch it.
Watch it. But
different short, do you see?
Yeah, even though it's like 2 hours. Yeah, everything, because it ran so fast. Like, oh my goodness! And there's one big thing that didn't happen.
There was somebody.
Oh, I guess it's man.
I was like, where is he? But
it wasn't that. Well, no. Like, I guess I can spoil. Will I? I'll say this is a prequel. This is like a prequel. Like, so hopefully they do better in the next one.
The last thing I gotta say is, if they do make another movie, I'm sure they will, because they make enough money. They made more money than they thought they would make. They don't need the main character does not need to be in the next movie. Like, wait, he's not a Mortal Kombat character?
Oh, it's too late. No, no, he's not.
Maybe trying to add him to the next game. That's the only reason I think he'd be in the movie. Maybe trying to like add him to like the next game. But like,
I think I heard somebody say like it was good because like they liked it. It kind of goes with the games they say because the games always add like one new character like every game.
Yeah.
Like, so they kind of like thought that was cool, but still he wasn't that, you know, he wasn't, like the fighting in there wasn't great to me. Like,
I disagree. I like the fighting on there.
Nah, Kesha, I show you like a scene from those two characters inside of, I think it's in the kitchen. It's in a movie called The Raid. Mm-hmm. Those two, and you'll tell me, why didn't they do that, like, instead? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a fun movie, but I think the original one did the fighting better. Like, you can see the fighting. Like, oh my goodness. Like, there's this part when, like, everybody fighting. Mm-hmm. I hated that type of stuff. Like, because it was like 1,000 freaking cuts.
Oh, yeah, like, that I agree. It feel like
they did it twice. They did it back to back.
Yeah, it's like I don't know why they rushed it. It seemed like they rushed the like they didn't have no time to try to fit this all in the last like 30 minutes of the movie. It's like, all right,
yeah.
They even did the whole like say the plan as you're doing the plan, like cliche thing movies do sometimes. Like,
oh yeah, they in a meeting and then like
yeah, going first we're gonna do this and that, but they're doing it as they're doing it, like, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, it was a fun movie.
Yeah.
It kind of gave me the same kind of feelings that like Godzilla vs. King Kong gave me. It was fun. Like, I didn't have to like I like the lore. I like knowing the lore, but you didn't need to know the lore to like watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I saw like Quan Chi's amulet that someone had to steal, and it's like, it's just cool stuff like that. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah. yeah. It was all right. What you were rated? You know,
out of 10, I would give it.
Yeah,
I think I agree with you. See, I think I'd give it 6.
Yeah, like a 6 or 7, like depending on what I'm like feeling. Like, I keep going back and forth. Like,
I see the potential.
Probably like 6.5 is probably like the best place for me.
Yeah, like, I see the potential of it. I don't see like a one time watch. I just like waste my time watching this movie.
Yeah, they for future movies. Plus, I just was like scanning Twitter, and the guy who plays Sub-Zero in here say they like signed him up for like four more movies. So,
yeah. I tell you what though, Steve.
But they gotta upgrade the fight. They gotta do better with the fighting.
Yeah, I would have spoiled it to that
part. Yeah, we may like like, I don't know if we'll talk about Mortal Kombat in the next podcast. We might just do, like, a video, like, of, like, the spoiler.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll think about it. It's a thought, but we might do it in the next podcast. I don't know. We still working that stuff out now that we got the video, like, the YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully this thing comes out well.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. Grant, when you gonna go see Mortal Kombat?
I'm trying to see it before like, well, maybe like Friday when I get paid, probably.
Yeah, you do gotta go in there ready to spend like freaking $40 to, you know, depending on if you get something. Like, I went in there and got like nachos and water, freaking.
You can make.
Yeah, I went and saw it in the theater.
Get my $8 water.
Yeah. So, I guess this will be, we'll wrap this podcast up. Episode 45.
Let's go.
First YouTube video, hopefully, you know. Hopefully everything comes out clear. If it does not get uploaded to YouTube, know that something catastrophic happened. Yeah, you know. Follow us on our Twitter at Studio Struggle and our Instagram at Struggle Studios _. Share our podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. iTunes, 5-star. And our YouTube is Struggle Studios, I think. Yeah. I don't think it got any videos on it right now, but it's going to have one on there soon. So I'm going to try to link it, like, or like put it in our link tree, or I'll put it in like the show notes or something.
So
the link to the, yeah. So, all right. It's a wrap.
Peace.